With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. Despite its reputation as a nation that does not read, the United States is publishing books in record numbers, although there was some apparent slippage in 1988. The R.R. Bowker Company, which keeps tabs on such things, says that 55,483 titles, hardcover, trade paperback, and mass market paperbacks, were published in 1988. That's about 1% less than 1987, when a record 56,027 books were published. But Beverly Lamar, who computes the data for the Bowker Company, says that contrary to what the figures suggest, there were actually more individual titles published in 1988 than in 1987. That's because fewer books were published simultaneously as both hardcover and paperback, which generally count as two books rather than one. There was a big drop in the number of mass-market paperbacks in 88. 3,021 titles were published, nearly 23% less than the year before. More hardcover books on sociology and economics were published than any other category last year, followed in order by fiction, juveniles, medicine, and science. The cost of a book actually went down a little in 1988. The average price for a hardcover book of fiction, for example, was $17.63, compared to $18.19 the year before. Paperback prices went up slightly. A paperback novel averaged $3.97, compared to $3.59 the year before. That's still a bargain when you think of what a movie cost. And a book you can take home, share with your friends, and read again. Don Swain, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.